Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our afternoon wrap-up, and we've got complete market details coming up when we come back right after this.
And insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For pennies a bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacon IGR plus Sentinel Insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacon IGR and Sentinel Insecticide, the bug-free grain solutions for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Hey, cattle producers, the Apache Auction Market's got a special cow sale coming up on Saturday, June 11th at high noon. Mark your calendar for that date. Taylor Ranch will be featuring 200 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows bred to Red Angus bulls. Knott Ranch, 140 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows AI'd to Red Angus bulls. They'll all calve in that October-December time frame. For more information, you can call the Apache Auction Market toll free at 888-926-9696.
Well, July and August hog contracts once again notching new highs today, supported by technical buying and seasonal optimism. Generally speaking, the cattle complex is moderately higher today as traders cover short prior to the development of late week cash business. Now, although the week's hourglass is quickly draining, cattle buyers remain in slow gear today with just a few bids noted at 200 to 202 on the north and 123 to 124 in the south. Asking prices seem firm, though, at 130 in the south and 210 plus in the north. Perhaps compromise in the country won't surface until sometime even later this afternoon. Now, the live cattle contracts mostly 17 to 50 points higher today, supported by short covering and a degree of cash optimism. Feeder cattle trade continues to mirror the moderate strength of live contracts. Prices roughly 15 to 52 points higher here as well. The grain futures mostly higher today, with corn and wheat lagging behind gains in soybeans. Export sales totals from last week came out today and could be crucial to feeding the bull while Wall Street waits for the May employment report, which is also due out today. Investors anticipate the economy created 160,000 jobs last month, a level that could strengthen the hand of the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates again this summer. Now, the wheat price is mostly higher, finding support from the rally in soybeans and concerns about weather, both here in the U.S. and overseas. Corn prices also turning higher today following early profit-taking from the overnight session. Futures survived a couple attempts to dent the rally after the close in Asia and the open in Europe. Now, on the soybeans surged again overnight, and that continued to the day today. July futures took aim at long-term targets on the nearby chart, including a swing objective around 1165. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.